Hi, you're listening to The Self Sessions with me, Marissa McCallum. I'm a body and mindset coach, social entrepreneur, and writer. I help you discover what you want, decide how to go for it, and feel like you deserve it. In this space, we will explore all things life and what it means to be human. Sometimes it'll just be me, sometimes not. Perhaps I'll bring along some friends or a fantastic guest to open up the conversation. But in all cases, each episode will be delivered with one single intention and my mantra for life, wishing only love. Let's get started. Today, we are talking about investing. And I'm not talking about where to put your pension pots and your pension fund and stocks and shares and cryptocurrency. Actually, I got contacted about cryptocurrency the other day as well. It's not my thing for now, but we'll see how we get on. Now, I'm talking about investing in ourselves, actually spending time and money on ourselves as individuals, and why sometimes that can be a bit of an issue. And I'll tell you why this came up for me recently. I've been looking at how to invest in myself, and there's been lots of opportunities to do different courses, lots of chances to increase my education in certain areas, things I need to buy for the house because I moved in a couple of weeks ago. God, it feels like ages, feels like home already. It's been really good. But there are still bits and pieces that I need for the house. So it's like, is this actually an investment? Is this an investment in me? Do I deserve to buy this thing? A lot of investment in yourself can feel like a question about whether or not you deserve it. Again, that thing about being worthy and whether or not you deserve something. So I'm interested, what is the biggest investment you have ever made in yourself? For me, probably the most I've ever spent out has been on courses. So paying out money for education. Those have been the key investments. And by investing in yourself, you are saying to the universe that I am committing to myself. I'm saying that I'm worth something. I'm worth the time, I'm worth the energy. And we'll talk about wealth, worth and value later on, but it is something around that thought that comes into your brain if you are about to spend on yourself or give yourself time or invest energy in yourself. What immediately comes up for you? And the thing is with investments, they don't actually have to be huge. We're not talking thousands of pounds. And like I said, it's not always money. It can be time and energy as well. And don't get me wrong, I love a bargain. I'm always there looking for the discount codes and things like that. But there is something around settling. So do you find yourself settling for something because it's cheaper, because it will take less of your time or your energy? The thing is about bargain hunting, there's also a false economy. So if you do take your time to find the cheapest version of something, it's not always the best, and you end up buying more of it, or you end up throwing it away because it wasn't very good in the first place. The thing that comes to mind for me is my mum always used to buy face creams, and I remember when I was younger, she'd always go for what was on offer, what was cheapest, but not necessarily what was the best. And what she'd find is that the products were rubbish. She'd use them a couple of times and they just weren't that great. And then I got into that habit as well. When I turned into an adult, I'd look for the cheapest thing out there, just because I wasn't spending too much money. But then I'd end up throwing it away because it was no good. I wouldn't use it. So there is something around investing wisely. I'm not talking specifically about face creams. You know what I mean. It's about investing in something that's going to bring you value, something that's worth what you're putting in. So what do you think is worth your time, your energy, and your money? What comes up for you when you think about investing something of big monetary value? And big can mean different things to different people, but what comes up for you? What are the thoughts that go through your mind when you think about investing in something, buying yourself something nice? Do you find that you have to justify it to yourself? I deserve this. I worked hard this week. Or, well, I didn't buy that thing last week or that thing last month, so I'm allowed to have it. I'm allowed to. I give myself permission to buy this thing. Are you constantly putting other people before yourself before you're able to invest in yourself? Are you making sure everyone else is okay? Let me know. Because what's interesting is that balancing act we have to do to justify things to ourselves when we want to invest. But the key thing about investing is adding value to your life. And as I said before, it doesn't have to be around money specifically. Investing in ourselves can be energy and time. Are you giving your energy and time away to other people? Are you sharing it without saving any back for yourself? And I know you're probably all familiar with the idea of you can't give from an empty cup, but how many of us are actually practicing that? How many of us are investing in ourselves, storing up energy for ourselves so that we're able to give freely from the overflow of energy and resource? Are you giving it all away? The reason this came up for me, as I said, is I've been thinking a lot about investing in myself recently, some opportunities to do courses, even stuff like being stood in Tesco's looking at body creams, weighing up which one was the best for me. I did consider the cheaper option, but then I was like, no, it's not actually that good. It's not good. What's the point in investing in something that's not going to give you back some sort of return? What's not going to, you know, what's the point in investing in something that's not going to add value to you? The key question and the key takeaway for you today that I'd like to leave you with is, how can you invest in yourself? Monetarily, time-wise, or energetically, all three. How can you invest in yourself? I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Self Sessions. If you did, please share, like, subscribe, and stay in touch by heading over to marissamccallum.com. I am, of course, until next time, wishing only love.